Weather in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will likely be dry, biased, and warm as we go forward through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures are already very pleasant out there at this hour, running in the middle and upper 70s into the lower 80s. The warmest temperatures seem to be near the Missouri River Valley, and we'll likely see that continuing this afternoon. We expect to see a very similar temperature regime all afternoon, but we will see 80s getting reached in many other areas. As we move forward through these next few days, we do expect to see much of the same. We do have an opportunity for a little bit of shower activity, but it's not likely to have much of an impact on the region. With that said, let's take a little look at what's going to take place. We do have a frontal boundary that will be very slow moving from Montana to northwestern Manitoba, and that slow moving frontal boundary will produce waves of shower and thunderstorm activity in that corridor. But for the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, which will be just a little bit more removed from that corridor of active weather, will likely stay dry, biased, and warm as well. Now, a few showers will be possible each afternoon as we move forward into the afternoon heat, and we expect some of that to occur this afternoon in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and maybe a few spots in western Minnesota. The resulting rainfall is not likely to be very great at all. And we'll see the same pattern again show up as we go Friday afternoon into Saturday and Saturday afternoon into Sunday. But we will still not be getting much in the way of meaningful moisture all the way into Monday morning. Now, as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, that will probably change because the frontal boundary out to the west will finally creep into the region and our rainfall coverage and amounts will be on the rise. I don't expect a lot of severe weather necessarily, but the slow-moving frontal boundary will allow for some stronger thunderstorms to pop up. It's too soon to talk about the details of that potential rain event, but there is going to be some potential for us to get some heavier rainfall, but it'll be much more pocketed than what we've seen in the past, so not everybody's going to get treated the same. Moisture totals by the time we get out to Monday morning are just not likely to be significant. We'll see trace amounts upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch, with very little of that reaching into Minnesota. But as we go from Monday afternoon into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we'll probably see a lot of areas picking up on 5/10 of an inch to 1 1/4 inches of rain, and there will be a few pockets to get more and a few to get less. We do anticipate many afternoon temperatures through the first half of next week to be in the 80s with a few upper 70s periodically as well. Nighttime lows will be primarily in the 50s and some lower 60s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.